Be part of the conversation. Send us a WhatsApp message on +27 73 470 3520 or call us at +27 12 001 7679. Let your voice be heard. Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
Well, good evening to you, and welcome to the Wednesday edition of Business Sense right here on Adventist World Radio. We are powered by SID Media, as you know, +27 73 470 3520. That is the number that you can use to talk to us, interact with us, and let us in. Every single Wednesday, we do this beautiful feature, which I really like. We bring you entrepreneurs across the African continent in different sectors, industries. And I think for me, the loveliest thing about it is that I get to learn and hear from, right from, they're not necessarily horses, but as it were, from the horse's mouth around how they run their businesses. And I think for those of you who are aspiring entrepreneurs, it's these kind of stories that can bring you closer, better understanding of what running a business is. And today is no different. We're talking to the Slice Delight. That is the Slice Delights, in fact, with an S there. It's owned by Usisibuhle Bendalo Mavika, and she'll be telling us about her business and some of the lessons, I suppose, that she's learned in this entrepreneurial journey. She's joining us this evening to talk to us about that. Good evening, ma'am, and welcome to the show.
Good evening, Tabelo. Thank you very much. And thank you also to the listeners at home.
Thank you so much. How are you? How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Okay, that is interesting.
It's already midweek, so yeah, I'm pushing with gear one.
I see. And yeah, and fatigue?
No, it was already kicked in. Listen.
I can't wait either. Hey, I'm like, no, man, I need to close like very, very soon, right?
Yeah, I know, man. We all just want to rest a bit.
We all want to rest. For entrepreneurs, I mean, I'm an employee, but I understand for entrepreneurs, it's a little bit different. You don't have those resting times that we have. Some of us are looking forward to payday. When, that's not how you operate. Where are you going? Because you're supposed to be working as a business person.
As you know what, and also for me, especially with the cake business,
yes,
this is like my busiest time.
Sure.
So unfortunately, when I close the other work, my business still continues.
Look at that. Shame. Well, we wish you nothing but the best. And thank you so much for joining us once again this evening. Before we speak about the Slice Delights, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and maybe importantly, how you found yourself in this type of business?
Would you want to know about my business or a bit more about myself as well?
You can start there. I understand there's a very intricate and beautiful relationship between the owner of a business and the business itself. So maybe you can even start there. Tell us a little bit about yourself and of course, how you then got into this type of business.
Oh, all right. Great. So as you've already mentioned, my name is Busebendalo Perseverance Maviga.
Yes.
What do you want to know? I'm a senior data analyst.
Yeah.
By profession.
Yeah.
And then I'm a bespoke cake designer and baker by passion.
By passion, right? Which is really important, right? Okay, all right. I just want to jump in there on the passion part because I think it's an important thing for anyone running a business. Would you agree?
I was saying
that you spoke about passion there, right? You do this for passion as well. I was asking if that's an important thing for anyone running a business, to be in a business that you're quite passionate about. Okay, seems like we've lost her. So what I'll do is let me just connect with her again so that we can have this conversation. I really want to have this conversation and hear from herself there. Let's see if she will be back and can hear me. Can you hear me now?
Oh, yes, I can hear you.
Ah,
So
much
there's a
better.
bit of some echo. I
No,
couldn't
no
quite
problem.
hear it.
No problem. You were saying that you are in this business because of your passion. So I was asking the importance of passion when you start a business, because it's a very difficult thing. Not a lot of people are entrepreneurs. I can imagine it's the worst thing to be an entrepreneur in a business you're not passionate about.
Definitely. I think for me, owing to how I started my business, I think that's how I get the drive to continue. So just a bit of background. I started my business when I was doing my 3rd year in university.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, so it came out of a necessity because I had to help pay my school fees and also for some financial reasons. And my mom has always been very passionate about baking, and she's taught me how to bake. So I thought, you know what, let me just start baking like muffins and cupcakes for at school, right? So I used to do that, and I would take it to class, and my classmates would be like, "Are you selling these?" And then I'd be like, "No, not really, you know?" And then every time when people started asking me, "Are you selling these? Are you selling these? I'm willing to pay for these." I was just like, "Ah, okay."
Here's something to start, eh?
Exactly. So I was just like, "Oh, okay. I guess I really love baking, and I love baking for people. So why not turn that passion actually into something that can also provide for me, you know?"
All right.
So that's how it started.
That's
Third year
interesting.
varsity at a school residence.
That's interesting, because now that you say it, I'm wondering, why was I never ever taken to taste some of these cakes? Because I remember from some of the camps, I'm like, Haibo.
Askies, you know, in
Ish.
camps, I think they miss those goodies.
Ne?
Askies, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
But
I think.
since you mentioned it, maybe I should bring you guys
I was
one on
about to say, I
studio.
think someone owes me a few. Like we
Yeah,
can have
definitely. I should
a
bring you
few
guys
there.
up.
We'd appreciate that, right? So when you say back at school, what year was this now?
This was 2016, 2017.
2016, 2017, right? Okay, I'm going to come back to that one. But please lay the land for us. What type of cakes do you do? In what varieties do you cater for vegetarians as well, and the likes?
Okay, so initially when I started, I actually used to only do vegan cakes. So that was like my core function. I think serving, my immediate community was Adventists. So most of the Adventists are very health conscious, you know, with the health message as well. So I used to just do vegan cakes. And then later on, when my business expanded to different clienteles, I started now offering vegetarian, diabetics. I started offering lactose intolerant, sugar-free, Banting. Listen, the list is endless.
Is this industry really that deep, or just some of us we don't really know? Because you mentioned things, I'm like, oh, okay, I've never heard of those type of cakes. Banting.
Yeah, I think when people just think cake, they just think sugar and flour,
Yeah,
and that's
exactly. Black Forest, that's the most expensive we have.
exactly. Black Forest. No. So we have like a variety of flavors that caters for different diets, because we understand that people's diets are very different, and because we wanted to cater for the larger audience, we decided to diversify like
To
that.
diversify,
And
right?
we do, while we do offer Black Forest, that's not really our
Okay,
specialty.
I
We
see.
offer more bespoke flavors.
That's lovely. That's lovely. And what would you say then sets a Slice Delights apart from any other? Because for me, from what I'm hearing, and please you can correct me, it sounds like the fact that you do quite a variety is what sets you guys apart. But what would you say sets you guys apart from others?
Let me tell you a story, right? Short. There was this one time, this other client of mine called me, and she was like to me, "Buhle, tell me something. Did you do so and so's cake, right?" And I was just like, "Let me check." So I quickly go through my inventory, and I'm like, "Yes, I actually did their wedding cake."
Yeah.
And then she's like, because I'm here in Pretoria, I'm eating a cake.
Yes.
But I'm like, there is no way this is not Bushy
Pants. Look at that.
Yes, she's like, I'm eating it, and I'm like, there is no way this is not Bush's hand.
Look at
so
that.
I'd say something that really sets us apart is our quality and our taste.
Quality and taste.
It's very different. It's very different, and it stands out. When you've tasted my cake, you know.
You'll tell.
Yes, you're like,
yes. Oh, that's
lovely.
Definitely.
Yeah, so I'd say it's taste, it's quality, and it's service.
Mm.
I really do believe that people buy more than just the product itself, but they buy even the service, you know, the personality behind the brand.
Yeah, definitely.
So I think, my clients always tell me that, listen, your service is beyond, anything imaginable. So I'd also say that our service sets us apart.
Look at that. That's really beautiful. Do you find that people are more, you know, looking towards or gravitating towards your more healthier options? Because I'm finding that young people specifically, you know, who are working or starting work, and kind of gravitate towards a much more healthier lifestyle and want to eat much more healthier. But they do like their cakes. I mean, everyone likes cakes, right? But
we
don't want the guilt of eating a Black Forest and saying, hey, Mara, this thing has sugar. That is too much. Do you find that with your clientele, they're also gravitating towards healthier options?
Yeah, definitely they do. But fortunately for my clients, my cakes have just right amount of sugar.
Okay.
So they would even comment and say, you know, Buhle, I've tasted cakes before, but they've been overly sweet.
Yeah.
But you see, with your cakes, I can eat it and I won't even have the guilt of it because it just tastes right.
That's beautiful. You know? That's beautiful.
Yeah. And just last week or 2 weeks ago, we actually did a cake for a diabetic person, right? And she says, Buhle, you know what? I ate this cake and I didn't even get any sugar spike.
Look at that. That's really
so
beautiful.
And I would say most of my clients are gravitating towards the more healthier option, like so using soy milk instead of the cow milk, and like making those substitutions. And listen, we're here to cater for that, and we're here for all
look
of
at
it.
That I love that. And how did you then deal with COVID? And that's why I was asking when the business started, because it seems like it was just before COVID started, and a lot of businesses were suffering, a lot of businesses were closing, and, you know, orders and all those sort of stuff, even from big business as well. How did you find 2020 and how did you navigate it?
2020 was a very bad year for me, I won't lie. Because number one, there were so much restrictions. For example, you couldn't travel, even go to your next door neighbor,
let alone
someone coming to collect a cake from you. So we did close for a while when we're still on that heavy, very heavy lockdown.
Yeah.
And then when they started to ease it out a bit, we became very, very vigorous with our marketing just to re-establish ourselves again and to pick up just when the regulations were eased down a bit. But really the lockdown had us bad, unfortunately, because people couldn't come and collect and we couldn't go to them. And we're not like a, I don't know, you know, those people were important in the kitchen that couldn't close. They're like, what is cake? Although I beg to differ, cake is important, but you know what? I don't run the country.
If you ran the country, like, everyone would have a cake.
Getting a cake.
You getting a cake. You're getting cakes. That would be you right there.
Exactly. No, but we did get some knockdown. But you know what? God is good, because
God is good.
Just
indeed.
When the regulations were eased down a bit, we started picking up right again.
Yeah. Oh, lovely, lovely. Let's talk about then when you started, your first customer. Not necessarily, we don't want to name them and all that, but what was that experience like? Do you even remember who that very first person is? Because my sense is that it is that very first customer that says to you, you are on the right track, because no one's going to buy something that they think is not going to work, even if they are friends.
Yeah. Tell you what, I think my customers were godsend, hey? Because when I look back at some of my cakes, my goodness.
Okay. Trial and error.
Sister, I tell you, whilst the quality and the taste was great, yeah, the design, my goodness. So my clients, they allowed me the grace.
Yes,
God bless them. My very first clients allowed me to grow using them. They'll keep coming back. They'll be like, you know what, Buhle, I love how this tastes. It tastes like... It tastes like my grandmother's cake. I love it. So for me, I dwelt more and more on the taste.
Yes.
And then later on, started to learn more designs. Yes. But maybe you can show the viewers, I don't know how, some of the very, very first cakes that I did.
Yeah, man.
But listen, they kept on coming back
and back.
Yeah. So I would say God really put them in my life to be able for me to grow. Mm. I'm really, really grateful for them. They know
lovely.
Themselves.
Lovely.
So thank you guys for that.
Yeah, that's lovely. I'm sure they are listening. And so in terms of then growing your customer base, how have you done that?
Simple for me, word of mouth.
Mm, beautiful.
Word of mouth.
Beautiful.
I have Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, all these other social media platforms.
Mm.
But 95% of my clients are word of mouth.
Mm.
Someone always says, Buhle, I tasted your cake here. Someone recommended here.
Yeah.
Someone. So it's always like that.
It's always
and only
like
the 5% that see.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, I came across your page.
Yeah.
But 95% for me is word of mouth.
It's
and that is how
mouth.
I've managed to grow my clientele base.
That's beautiful. And then talk about funding then. I know that catering equipment are very expensive.
Expensive,
you know?
Yeah.
Like prohibitively, some people might even add expensive. It just makes it very difficult to get into this industry. How did you raise capital? Did you need capital when you started? And how have you gone to get most, if not all, the equipment that you need? Because I'm doing a cake is not like baking a scone. Those two, those things are too different, and you need some difference in equipment as well.
You know, at humble beginnings, hey.
Okay.
So my very first cake, I actually baked it using a pot.
Wow.
You know those hard pots, like the silver ones that you buy by the what do you call those shops? Like in Bram, we have like these other shops that used to sell like student pots, plates, and whatnot.
Yeah.
So I had those pots and when I received my very first order, I didn't have a baking pan. I didn't have the money for it. So I used that pot.
Mm.
Funny enough, I've kept that pot till now.
Does it even work?
It still works, actually.
Ooh, okay.
But I kept it as a reminder,
reminder,
to say Ebenezer, this far the Lord has been with us. So it was that.
Yeah.
And then I remember I used the plastic bag to ice my cakes.
Yes.
So I used what I had at that moment to be able to build up. So when I'd get a cake order, I'll then replace. I'll buy like a can.
Yeah.
I get another one. I'll buy like maybe a scraper.
Yeah.
I get another cake order. So I'll just reinvest back the money, the profits to the business. That's how I managed to expand and grow the stuff and grow to the stuff that I have right now. I never really had capital. So I'm the proper definition of start where you are with what you have.
I actually love, I mean, you raised some really important points there. Start where you are with what you have is an important part of anyone who wants to get into business, because we get so taken and, you know, spend our time trying to raise money when what you have, work with what you have. That's something.
Otherwise, I would have waited till now.
You would have waited till now.
Yeah. I would have waited to say, oh, no, I still want this heavy machinery. No, I don't have this. I don't have that.
Yeah.
But when you change your mindset to say, what is it that I have now? What is it that I can do with what I have now? Then you build from there.
It reminds me of Moses' story. What do you have, Moses, in your hand, God?
Exactly.
What
do you have in your hand?
Yeah, I love that.
Yep.
And then the importance of reinvesting then. How important is that?
It's very important. Otherwise, you will remain stagnant.
You remain stagnant.
You know, when people get money, they want to eat it or spend it. But when you have a vision and you want to grow and have specific things, you understand that right now you are not able to eat the seeds. It's still You understand? It's still a seed. It's not still a fruit.
Yeah.
So you still need to keep on planting and planting and planting.
Yeah.
And one day it's going to grow into a fruit.
Into a fruit.
So reinvesting back into your business is very important because it allows you as well to have the flexibility of having enough equipment to take more orders, for example.
Lovely.
You get to buy a bigger stove, a bigger fridge, you know. So it allows you in the future to be able to do more than you could currently.
Lovely. Yeah. I mean, one of the things that we buy cakes for is how they look, right? Because we look at it and like, oh, this looks really good, so I want to taste it and all that.
You buy with your eyes.
Exactly. That's the first thing. If it doesn't look really good, I'm definitely not buying. I won't even ask. I won't even ask, you know. So so how do you come up with the creations, with the ideas, the looks, the colors and all that? I know some of it is easy when someone says, no, I want a cake that looks like a Barbie, for example. Okay, you know, you just it's a Barbie, so you do. But outside of those ones, how do you come up with new ideas around cakes, mixing, coming up with new flavors and all that?
Okay, so I think it goes back to great service. You know, one of the things I've learned is that clients are very different.
Yes.
So as you interact with your client, you get to understand them better, and you are able to offer them better than what they thought they actually initially wanted.
Yeah.
So for example, a client of mine, she wanted a black cake. That's all that she wanted.
Ooh.
She's like, Buhle, I just want a black cake because I've got a black themed event.
Yes.
So now I'm just like, okay, I'm looking at my client. She looks like a very simple person, but she loves sophisticated things. So in that sense, you'll be able to come up with a design that matches her personality. Something that's not over the top, but something that's simple, but something that's stunning. You see? So interacting with your client
with
a
your
bit
clients.
More, it helps me to come up with designs particularly for that client.
Yeah. Oh, lovely. Yeah. Love. That's a beautiful point. Now, let's talk about then the challenges, right? I'm sure starting a business has got its own challenges. It looks good on paper. You do projections, you do spreadsheets. We love those spreadsheets that are business plans, spreadsheets and whatever forecasts and all that. But actually running the business itself, how have you found it? What is the one or two challenges that you can think of?
Yeah, you know what? If only business was like a linear, straightforward growth, everyone could be doing it.
Exactly.
Everyone could be doing it. I think the one challenge I personally came up with is lack of self-confidence. Let me tell you.
Okay.
That thing is a killer.
Okay.
You know when you know that you're good at something, but you don't trust that you're good enough.
Yes.
That thing will hinder you into entering spaces because you don't think that you qualify. I think that's one thing. Believing that God has placed you here and this is the way that He has made for you to live, and believing in that. So if you don't have that belief and the confidence, it's gonna hinder your growth so much. And number two is not talking enough about your business.
You know
when people feel like, yo, like we're so tired, she's always talking about her business every time. Black guys, talk about it. WhatsApp, Facebook, Instagram,
exactly,
when you
everywhere.
Introduce yourself. Introduce yourself as your business.
Yes.
So I don't think, especially us young black artists to women.
Yeah.
Let me just point it like that.
Yes.
We don't put ourselves out there.
Sure.
I don't know why.
Sure.
We don't put ourselves out there.
Yeah.
So I think those are the two. And number three would just be people don't believe in you. Close people surprisingly will not.
They will not buy.
They will not buy.
Those ones forget. They just check your status and never
you
buy.
Understand. They won't even like.
They won't even like. Exactly. Yo, these people. That time you've got 500 of them.
Exactly. So that's I think crazy. Also that it's not your close people that will start believing in your dream, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I know this sounds very, I don't know, cold, but I've seen that. It's the truth.
That's the truth.
It's only later now when you've made it, you know, when you're now a brand, now do they want to start associating with your business?
But in your
I know this one. I want to school with her.
Hey. ukhule nobani ngiyabonga ngisaphuthi.
Exactly. But yeah, I think for me it's just have self confidence.
Yeah, beautiful.
I would even call it godfidence, because God has brought you here.
Yeah.
Believe in your craft,
yeah,
and believe that you put your best foot forward.
Yeah.
And just enter spaces. Mm. You know, don't be scared. They'd rather say no, but don't be the one that shuts the door before you.
That's really important. Okay, let's talk about you then as we draw to a close. What drives you as an entrepreneur?
Seeing people happy.
Seeing people happy. Okay.
My slogan is happiness in a slice.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Happiness. Like, you know, Tapelo, when I see my clients take that first bite into my cakes, ne?
Mm.
You should see their faces. Yeesh. Priceless.
Yeesh.
Priceless. Sure. So sometimes at 3 a.m. in the morning when I'm busy designing a cake, I'm so tired, I'm not getting it right. In my head, I'm thinking, my client is getting married tomorrow.
Ooh.
I can't wait to see her face when she sees this cake.
Yes.
So for me, it's providing my clients with a happiness in a slice.
Happiness in a slice, right?
Yeah.
That's a beautiful tagline there. Beautiful, beautiful one. Family. Yeah. How do you navigate running a business with family? I understand it's a difficult thing. Sometimes you're not there for family meetings or whatever. Sometimes you have to deliver this and that, so you can't attend to certain things. How are you navigating running a business and family?
So I've been blessed with family and friends that are very supportive.
Mm.
So they actually work around my schedule.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, I've got a very tight-knit family
and
tight-knit friends. So they always ask, friend, we know that you are a boss babe.
Yes.
So how's your schedule looking like? Do you have deliveries? Are you taking? What's happening?
Yes.
So most of the times, I'm very privileged enough that I can get to attend some family functions because they work around my schedule.
They work around your schedule.
Yeah, at one time, actually, my friends, because I'm a home-based baker, right?
Yeah.
I operate from the premises of my home. My friends actually can come over.
Mm.
So they're sitting there whilst I'm doing my thing. But the fact that they are there really makes the difference.
Makes the difference, hey?
Makes the difference, yeah. But sometimes I'd really wish to attend, you know, like some things outside.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, I cannot because I've got...
Yeah, it makes sense.
Cake deliveries. Yeah. So it can be hard, but it's more easily manageable if you've got friends and family who understand and respect your business.
Yeah. And how do you navigate then your day? So what time do you wake up? Irregular hours? You mentioned 3 a.m. sometimes. Do you even sleep? What time do you go to sleep? Like, how do you work around that?
So let's say there is no really like a set time to say this is my 9 to 5, for example.
Yeah.
So I usually bake from, let's say a typical day would be me waking up and reporting to my other job because I've got another job.
Yes.
And then after my other job, my 9 to 4 starts.
Yeah.
So 9 p.m. until 4 a.m. in the morning.
Sure. From 9 to 5 to 9 to 4. Ooh.
Yeah.
Yo.
Yes. That's usually my day. Especially from Thursdays.
Yeah.
Thursdays. Wednesdays, Thursdays, and then Sundays.
And then Sundays as well.
Yeah. At least Saturday I get to rest. Whew, thank goodness. Sabbath, because
It can get very busy, right?
It can get very busy, but till the wee hours of the morning, Tapelo, I've been cooking and icing and designing.
Yeah.
Something doesn't go according to plan, I restart it all over again.
Mm.
So it's don't sleep until you get it right. Because the client paid some big monies for this cake, so they should always be happy with the service and what product they get.
Yeah, definitely. I was actually thinking that, you know, over and above the fact that you are inspired by, you know, seeing your clients happy when they have that first taste. I was going to say, Nemali phela. Why are you not mentioning it? Nemali as inspire. Because they pay good money, so we're not going to play or take chances here. They must pay the big money if they want the quality stuff.
No, and Shem, can I tell you, my clients don't play with paying the money.
Yeah.
I think because they know that they get the proper service.
They get the proper stuff.
You're right. I mean, we're doing this for the money.
No, we do. We do. We do. I think we are the only show here on Adventist World Radio where money is a conversation that we want to have, and we like having that conversation about money.
I agree, man. I mean, yeah, it is for the money.
I mean,
the whole reason I started the business is because I needed to pay varsity fees.
Look at that. Look at
so
that.
It's money.
Look
see?
At that. Yeah.
So, yeah, man.
We need money.
Definitely money as well.
Yeah, definitely. Okay. Looking back now with hindsight, I don't know why politicians like hindsight. When I think about hindsight, I always think about some parliamentary people there. But with hindsight, if you were to start all over again, what would you do differently?
Let me see. You know, Tabelo, I always say that the way that we do or start our journeys, they shape us to become the individuals that we are in the businesses that we run.
Yeah.
So if I were to start all over again, I don't think I'll change anything.
Okay.
I'm not going to lie to you.
Okay.
Because I feel like if I were to change anything,
yeah,
I possibly wouldn't be running my business the way that I'm running it now.
See.
I think understanding the struggles, the humble beginnings, and, you know, starting from scratch, I understand the importance of putting my all in all the kicks that I do. I feel like if I had started maybe with everything, I wouldn't understand. I wouldn't have learned some of the lessons that I know now, you know. So I respect how I started, and honestly, I wouldn't change anything
about
it.
You wouldn't change anything. Oh, that's really beautiful. Your most satisfying moment, please tell me, it's that one big check.
Oh, yeah, actually, recently.
Even recently. Wow, look at that. That's beautiful. Okay.
I was just like, what? Did you get this knife?
Yeah.
But yeah, no, Tabelo, man, I recently had a very nice check come from a very unexpected client.
Yes.
And I was just like, what do you mean?
What are you talking about?
I was just like, okay, God is showing me how good it can get.
Yes. Okay.
But yeah, no, what can I say? I think there's a lot,
there's a whole lot. Yeah.
But recently it's been that to say that it's finally paying off and I'm here for all of that.
No. You have to be here for all of it and the others that are still coming. You have to be there for all of them.
Yes.
Definitely.
Amen.
And I'm going to be here 10 years from now still asking you, how are things, you know? Which then leads me to my next question. Where are we going 10 years from now? Because as business sense, we'll still be here.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Tabelo, 10 years from now, probably we won't be having this conversation in studio.
Ooh.
We'll be having a live interview from my
Look
boutique.
Look at that.
Because we are opening that boutique bakery.
Look at that.
That is the goal.
Yeah. Oh, lovely. Okay. That's fantastic. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Where can people get you? Social media, want to place orders? How do you work around?
Okay. So people can get me on my WhatsApp.
Yeah.
They can directly message me on my WhatsApp.
Yeah.
On 0793110059.
Yeah.
The number is also there on my socials, on Instagram. We are the_Slice_Delights.
Yeah.
And on Facebook, we are the_Slice_Delights.
Yeah.
We are also on TikTok, same.
Yeah. Oh, do you do the jiving as well and the challenges on TikTok?
Those ones, they definitely missed me. Those ones missed me, Tabelo. You know, every time when I see my co-bakers doing those challenges, I'm just like, Aish, I don't have the weed for it. But I do post regularly. I engage with my people
regularly.
So please reach out. Let us make the events memorable. And happy.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah. Last one. There are young people, particularly women, in this instance, and some of them want to get into business, some of them want to give up, some of them have lost hope. Any message of support to them or encouragement, or what would you say to them?
I would say that to anyone, to any of my young women wanting to start a business, they must remember that humble beginnings don't define their potential.
Yes, that's true.
They must stay consistent, and they must trust their journeys and never stop learning. I'm just going to say trust their journeys, because I'm not the only home baker cake designer out there, right? People do different things, and you might be, I don't know, taken to also want to follow them and do what they do.
Yeah.
It should be like that. You need to stay anchored on your vision and your journey. Yeah. You are more than capable than you think. It's a mind over matter thing.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, sister. I'll be waiting for my cake. Wink, wink. Wink, wink, my cake.
You'll be definitely getting one. So promise to me. And when you get one, please tell our viewers that I
No, definitely. Definitely. We will do so. thank you so much, ma'am. And we wish you nothing but the best.
No, thank you so much. Thank you very much, Thapelo. I appreciate the time. And thank you for being a great host.
Thank you so much. And God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you, likewise. Bye.
Thank you so much. That was Usise Buhle Bendalo talking to us this evening about her business, The Slice Delights. So please go out there and support them. Sounds like a fantastic, fantastic business there.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.